Nikki and DeMillo in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
We are going to the polls May 18.
Woo!
It's all happened. Scott Morrison went to the Governor-General this morning. So he goes and meets him. It was a 10-minute meeting, but they also have letters involved because, of course, they've got to have, you know, proof that
it's official stuff.
Yeah. But it's really weird. I'm just looking because I've actually published the letters on some of the news sites.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the Honourable Scott Morrison, blah, blah, blah. And I noticed in it, it says, so most of it's typed up, but the handwritten bit says, Dear Prime Minister. Like, doesn't even say his name.
Do you forget who he was?
It's like, yeah, Governor General doesn't even know who the Prime Minister is. What hope do we have when he doesn't know?
Do you reckon he pre-wrote it and thought, whoever you may be at this point in time.
To whom it may concern, that's what it says.
Could be anyone.
8 radio telescopes around Earth were linked to create what they called the Event Horizon Telescope. Over the last 7 years, they've been furiously crunching data from the black hole at the centre of one of our neighbouring galaxies, right? And just to give you an idea of how powerful it is, apparently, if you're sitting in a pub here in Mandurah, you'd be able to see a guy sitting in a pub in Sydney. Now, not only would you be able to see him, you'd be able to see his eye colour and you'd be able to see the brand of the beer he was drinking. That's how amazingly cool
this telescope
and
is.
Sensitive the telescope is. Although you couldn't
Holy
point,
moly.
You technically couldn't point the telescope back at Earth. That would be a bit hard given Earth is where you're doing it from. But that's the kind of detail we're talking about.
And
what does the black hole look like?
What?
To be honest, a slightly blurry orange donut.
I'm looking at it here. It is very blurry.
I'm sorry. Well, it is an incredibly long way away.
I know, but
so even a telescope 9,000 k's across, which is essentially what we've got,
and it's something ridiculous. Like the width of it is like how many billion?
Oh, it's millions of our sun.
Earth.
It's millions of our sun.
Yeah.
It's an enormous thing that we're looking at.
It is.
But that shows you how so far away it is.
And
so,
it's just a little bit blurry, kind of a shadow in the middle, could be.
But pretty much exactly what they predicted it would look like. It's amazing when you look at some of the comparisons. So look, we've actually got a picture of a black hole for the first time and it looks like a donut. So I wonder how long before Puff and Fresh or Krispy Kreme declare April 10 Intergalactic Donut Day.
Oh, and if they haven't thought of it already.
You're quite welcome to use that and please send some our way.
So an Australian restaurant has broken a Guinness World Record for their pizza.
Right.
So this restaurant in Melbourne has made a pizza with 154 kinds of cheese on it.
is this a 154 pizza the size of a room, or is this an average size
it's
pizza?
A very normal medium sized pizza.
Wow,
154 cheeses. I didn't even know there was 154 different types of cheese.
Just imagine how jammed with cheesy flavour this pizza would be. 154.
Super cheesy.
Wow.
So apparently the restaurant is 400 Grady. In Melbourne.
Right.
And in five, like this pizza was made back in September.
Right.
And within 5 days, 797 customers bought the pizza.
I'm not surprised. I want it immediately.
Yeah. Sounds delicious. But apparently he did it because he set the world record previously with a 99 cheese pizza. Later beaten by a chef who made 111 cheese pizza, so he thought, stuff him.
Go for broke.
I'm going to make 154 cheese pizza, and just this week he's been confirmed as the record holder.
I wonder if any of them are like the Kraft slices.
What, plastic cheese?
Yeah. I mean, if you're getting to 100, like, you'd have to start throwing in the,
what have I got?
Coonlight?
What are the little baby bells?
Yeah.
Chuck a few baby bells in there.
But anyway, let's see if Airbnb can bring it. Not Airbnb. Uber Eats can bring it over. Yeah, that's right.
Airbnb.
I'll stay at a pizza.
Sleep
if that's
in the pizza. 97.3
Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And here's your host, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, the first official trailer for the Lion King live action remake has been released and it looks amazing.
So hang on, what have we seen up to this point?
Apparently they've been teasers.
Right.
So now this is actually a trailer.
Okay.
Life's not fair, is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark. Begging for scraps. Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. You must take your place. And
and the circle of life.
Oh, there he is.
It looks so good. Make sure you check it out. A lot of people are really freaked out by the remake, though, because they think the animals look too real.
Well, it's not very cartoony looking, is it? Like, it's not really kind of
at all. It almost looks
photo-real
like
real
stuff. They've got real lions and animals doing all the stuff, which they're not, by the way, so don't get freaked out by that.
It's not real talking lions.
No.
We've taken a photo of a black hole, but we haven't got real talking lions just
Not yet, anyway. It'll be interesting to see how they get emotions on those animal faces because they're so real. But anyway, The Lion King featuring Beyonce, Donald Glover and Seth Rogen hit cinemas July 19. Now, Prince Harry and Oprah are working on a TV show about mental health. In a statement released via the new Sussex Royals Instagram account, they announced Prince Harry and Oprah are working as executive producers on this multi-part documentary series on mental illness and will be coming to Apple TV next year.
Wow.
Now, there's a massive soundtrack on the way for the upcoming season of Game of Thrones. Travis Scott, Maren Morris, SZA, The Weeknd, Ellie Goulding and A$AP Rocky are just among some of the artists who are going to appear on that soundtrack. If you want to get your hands on it, it's available for pre-order now and will be released digitally on April 26th with the 8th season of Game of Thrones out on Monday, by the way.
Of course.
And a prequel to one of the most popular movies of our time is in the works, DeMello.
What's Greased Lightning?
Oh, it is.
They're bringing it back.
They are.
Sort of.
A Greased prequel is happening over 40 years after the original was released. Paramount are working on the new movie called Summer Loving, which will focus on Sandy and Danny's summer fling before their senior year of high school began.
They're not going to call it pre-Grease?
No.
Okay.
Do you think Delta will play Olivia again?
Hey, maybe.
God, I hope not.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.